being manufactured. Boeing says it did a thorough review and found there were no safety issues. A pair of giant pandas on their way to the San Diego Zoo as part of a continuing conservation partnership between the U.S. and China. This is
from the SSM Health News Center. This is Max News with Jim Finn.
A staff member at Wisconsin's youth prison has been declared brain dead following a fight with an inmate. The man was injured during a fight Monday night at Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Schools, the state's youth prison in Irma in northern Wisconsin. The Department of Corrections spokesperson said a 16-year-old inmate assaulted a staff member in a residence hall and then attacked a second staff member. The first staff member was taken to a hospital, treated, and released. The second staff member's head struck concrete. A 31-year-old Wisconsin Dells man was arrested following an internet crime investigation, according to the Adams County, Wisconsin Sheriff's Office. The investigation started after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children sent in a cyber tip. The tip reported about 65 suspected child pornography images being shared or uploaded with other users. Investigators also learned that the suspect was also being investigated for allegedly sending child pornography videos or images along with communicating with who the suspect believed was a 15-year-old girl. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. It is barbecue season, and you can kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. We hope your day is off to a great start. We're just hanging in there now, waiting for the weekend, our favorite part of each and every week. And hey, luckily today, the weather going to be absolutely gorgeous. Get out and enjoy that sun in 75. It's Steve Winwood.
Baby. 80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Material Girl, there is Madonna. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Friday Eve?
One step closer to the weekend, just not close enough, right?
I know, it feels good, doesn't it? I know, but like you woke up this morning, you're like, all right, I can do this. I've got one more day. I got this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then there's something to be said for next week, because for a lot of people, it's going to be a 3-day or a 4-day work week, considering we have the 4th of July holiday in there. So a lot of people are going to have a little reprieve. I know a lot of people are taking like the entire week off as well. That's going to be vacation week for them. So kudos to you if you are one of those lucky ones who's going to enjoy a few extra days off. We all deserve one of those little vacations, don't we? It's
definitely.
Yeah, we certainly do. This week has been exceptionally long for me, and I think it's just because of the amount of trips we've made back and forth to Madison. Dexter's trying to get into the swing of this new taekwondo thing, and I said the other day, the online schedule that we were told to look at did not mesh with what the actual classes were, which was, you know, accidents happen when you're putting together a schedule, so I don't blame anybody. It just sucked on Monday because we went over to Madison so that he could take a taekwondo class, and then we ended up missing all of them because of how they were actually staggered. Now, should I have asked beforehand? Probably, but I went with, you know, I didn't want to be a pain. You don't want to be that parent who's constantly asking stupid questions, and then they say to you anyway, oh, just go refer to our online schedule. Well, I did that, and it ended up biting me in the behind. So now we're all set, though. We've got a schedule. Life is good, and but it's been three trips to Madison this week, which it's a lot. Yeah. It gets to be a lot, especially when we get up as early as we do. And yesterday, Dexter actually had a therapy appointment down in Sauk Prairie, and so that ended at 3, and I was like, well, dude, taekwondo's at 6. There's no use going all the way back to Goose Poop Pond to come all the way back through the exact same place we just were so that we can go on to Madison, right? So we actually ended up going to Madison a little early, but then we had like 3 hours to basically kill. Do you know what it's like to try to kill time with a teenager who just really wants to be at home gaming, Finn?
Oh, I do.
Somehow I knew you would understand my pain. So yeah, I mean, we always have a good time, Dexter and I do. But yeah, just trying to find stuff to keep him occupied and not listen to him complain at the same time, because why did we get here so early? Why couldn't we have just gone home? Because what you don't understand, kiddo, is that gas costs money, and I would have essentially been back through the same place twice in one day, which didn't make any sense whatsoever.
I also don't think they understand the pain of the actual driving.
Right.
So, okay, so what? We're going to drive all the way back, and then we're going to come back this way, and then drive to Madison, then turn around, and then come. They don't get it. They think it's just like, you know, easy peasy stuff. And for us, it's just another stressor.
Exactly. And I mean, we would have literally been able to wave at his therapist a second time through as we passed by again. Right. I was like, that is not, that's not what we're doing. So he got some Chick-fil-A. We're going to the Brewers game on Sunday with Max. We're going to pick him up and we're going to head over to AmFam. So Dexter got a new Brewers t-shirt. Really, the moral of the story is if you just throw enough food and things at them, you can appease them for a little bit. That's the moral of the story. I never want to be that parent, but at the same time, sometimes you're like, okay, I'm going to do what I have to do in this moment in time, and we're going to make this work.
You have to sweeten the deal for them to make them see how it's worth it. Yeah, I get it.
But he was very excited because his sparring gear, which he has been waiting for very patiently, will be in yet this week, early next week. So probably the next taekwondo class he goes to next week, he'll have new sparring gear, which he's stoked about. He is so stoked about it. So he got that. And then, of course, those taekwondo uniforms, they're a little warmish. And so yesterday we had to get him one of the official taekwondo school t-shirts so that he can swap that out this summer as he's training. Because, you know, there's nothing like almost adult man sweat getting into the car after taekwondo class. It's not a good smell. Any parent who's had kids in athletics or knows what that smell is like, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not good.
Stuff is brutal. Yeah.
It is. And I said to him yesterday, I said, as long as we have this long break now, today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, I said, let's get all of your taekwondo stuff washed, because I said, pretty soon it's going to stand up on its own. And I said, that's disgusting. So because boys, they'd be like, oh, as soon as I could actually smell it myself, we'll get it washed. No, that's not exactly what we're doing.
It goes one way or the other with them, doesn't it? It's either like the total stank or Axe body wash, which is also stank, but in a different kind of way.
Boys are just a trip. They're a whole lot of fun. But no, it was a good day yesterday. The weather was actually pretty nice. At one point, you could actually feel the wind switch around and bring in the cooler air, which was really awesome.
That breeze later on was nice.
Oh, it was awesome. Because when we first went outside yesterday to get to his appointment at 2, he was like, oh, I love nothing more than a hot air blowing at me, because he's like, it feels like a fan just blowing humid air. And I was like, yeah, it's summer, dude. Apparently, he's gotten his summer skills from his dad. And I don't know where that came from, because Dexter used to be my outside kid. Didn't matter what the temperature was, didn't matter how warm it was, didn't matter how many bugs, didn't matter the humidity. He was the one you could count on to be game to go do anything. Not anymore. It's like having a double Corey in the house when it comes to weather. And It's a little flabbergasting, mind-blowing, and a little frustrating at times. But, you know, we'll muddle our way through, I guess. So
yeah, I was kind of roasting all day, but then last night came around. It was beautiful last night.
It was. So hopefully everybody got out and enjoyed it. And, you know, equally nice night tonight, which is really good because concert's on the square in downtown Baraboo tonight. So it's going to be a great night to get a lawn chair and a blanket and head down there. And by the way, as long as we brought that up, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us later this hour to tell us all the things that are happening this weekend in Baraboo. Now, before we can get to any of that good stuff, though, Finn, presidential debates are tonight. You know, I'm kind of a political person, so I'm very excited about the presidential debates. I know I'm one of the rare few in the world, but that's all right. That's all right. I'll own it. I'll stake my little flag in the ground and be like, yes, presidential debates. And honestly, this might be the most exciting polling that we've had going into the election season, because a legitimate polling company asked voters if Biden or Trump would be better at 20 random things. And honestly, it has nothing to do with politics. So it's actually a really awesome survey. Now, they found that America thinks Biden would be better at things like he'd be a better house guest, he'd be a better babysitter, and he'd probably win a bake-off. Trump, on the other hand, a lot of voters think he'd probably win at poker, maybe some pub trivia, arm wrestling, and be better at surviving on a deserted island. So there you go. That's how the two candidates stack up this year when it comes to the real issues at stake. You know, presidential polling gets to be a lot this time of year. So if we can figure out who's going to bake me a better cake, or, you know, who I want to have in my pub trivia contest, I think these are the real issues at hand for the American people right now.
Yeah, this is the tough stuff here.
Right, exactly. I mean, we don't need to talk about wars. We don't need to talk about world leaders trying to take over everything. I think if we know that our hands are good, somebody's hands can bake us a cake and, you know, maybe help us win that coveted gold mug at the local tavern, I think we've got it covered in this day and age.
Exactly. See, now I won't be able to watch the debates tonight. I'll be in rehearsal, but I am excited to find out how it all pans out, because they will be, blotting out the microphones only until they answer their questions. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out.
What I also love about the whole thing is that it's actually going to be a timed deal, right? That they have, each candidate will have so many minutes to actually answer the question, and then the microphones just mute, which is going to be awesome, because that is one of the biggest talking points that people hate about presidential debates, whether it's during a primary or whether it's actually during the race season. It's just because everybody's talking over the top of each other. You can't understand anything. They're basically bumping into one another, and it gets chaotic and rude. And I love politics. I've said this before on the air, but that is one of my biggest pet peeves as well. Like, let them actually answer the question. If you want a fair shake at running this country, especially with the way things are right now, and you actually want to see what your candidates have to offer, each candidate gets a fair shake. You know, I mean, let's be fair, and without cutting each other off and things. I don't know when we lost. I mean, politics has never been polite, right? If you want to do something polite in life, you don't watch politics. Yeah. You don't get into it.
There was a different time. There was a time where people were a little bit more civil with each other. Yeah. I mean, if this doesn't work out tonight, what they're going to do is they'll bring an orchestra into the actual studio so that they can drown out each candidate during, you know what I mean? Like the Oscars where, it's time to wrap it up. Okay.
Let's just have one band sitting over there, and they're just waiting. They're waiting for their turn to play. Yeah. They're going to play right on off.
No studio audience either. I think that's kind of cool that there's no audience. Yeah. Yeah.
I like it because some candidates are better at playing to their audience, right? Mm-hmm. Some candidates feed off of that. And if we want to talk actual policies and actual how you're going to run the country, I kind of like the fact that it's going to be, you're not going to be able to have the audience booing or the audience clapping or that audience interaction mm-hmm. because you just have to give straight out answers tonight. And you're not going to be able to bluster. You're not going to be able to have as much bravado. And you're going to have to get to the point because you literally only have that many minutes before your microphone is cut off. So I'm kind of excited to see this. And that's one thing, too. There's like this whole committee that does like these rules and regulations for these debates, in case you didn't know that. There's this whole committee that is set up to do this. And they really basically haven't changed the rules since it was set up in the 1950s, 1960s. So, you know, here we are, 2024, maybe time to upgrade things a little bit.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, just a little bit.
I mean, we now know who we want to babysit our grandkids or our children, and we know who, you know, we want to win an arm go up against an arm wrestling contest. I think it's time we could change some debate rules all at the same time. I mean, my goodness, come on now, people.
Well, they might need to also factor in nap time for both.
Yes, neither candidate is on the young side, let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, neither candidate is on the young side. What I think is funny, though, is no matter who you're voting for, there's this whole big thing with age, right? And there's a whole bunch of people who are telling me that Joe Biden is too old to run the country. Okay, fine. Have your opinion. I don't care. That's cool. But at the same time, is he, though? Because Trump's only a couple years younger. I mean, let's be honest here. Neither candidate is in the prime of life. They're both kind of in the twilight years. So neither candidate is exactly in their prime at
this
stage of the game.
Well, let me ask you a question since you brought it up, and then we don't have to get into politics on this whole thing. But do you think there should be a cap on the age when you can be president?
I think there should be a cap on a lot of things in our government.
Oh, totally.
I think there should be a cap on Supreme Court justices. I mean, we have that here in Wisconsin. They can only serve for so many years. I think there should be a cap on that. I also think there should be a cap on how many years you can serve in the House and in the Senate. I mean, some of those people have been there since I was a little girl. I mean, come on now. It might be time to get some new blood in there, right? And so I think there should be a cap on a lot of things we do in this country as far as how long somebody can serve. And it also then not only gets new blood in there, it gets new thoughts, new ideas. Get some of that big money out of government a little bit, which I know a lot of people are screaming about right now. So I feel like it's not only the presidential age, but we should have caps on a lot of things in this country. I mean, really, honestly, I'm going to put it in terms like this to anybody listening this morning. The Green Bay Packers only allow somebody to serve as the CEO and president of the company until the age of 70, and they're out. So Mark Murphy is being replaced this year because of age. So what does that tell you about where we are in our government as far as maybe having some age, you know, restrictions and things like that? And I don't want to be an ageist. I don't. I really don't.
No,
but at the same time, getting new people in there and really opening up the government for everybody would be a benefit, I think, to the entire country. So I don't know. But that's just my opinion. I know some people are going to feel differently about that. But I feel like there should be caps on a lot of stuff in our government. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's working for the Green Bay Packers. Why not, Finn? Why not? Let's just implement it across the board. I think that's an okay way to go. Now, speaking of other things happening in the world, Al Michaels is coming back for NBC's Olympic coverage. Have you heard this? Because it's not actually going to be the real Al Michaels. In an AI-generated world, here we are. There's going to be a version of Al who's going to give Olympic updates for Peacock subscribers. They're going to be customized to focus on the sports that you might care about, plus things like viral moments, athlete backstories, and other categories. Oh, and by the way, if you didn't catch this, fake Al will even address you by name. The real Al Michaels had to sign off on this, by the way, so he's totally cool with it. He said, quote, "When I was approached about this, I was skeptical about, but obviously curious. Then I saw a demonstration detailing what they had in mind. I said, I'm in." So how much did Al get paid, honestly, to have his AI generated likeness do this? Because you know that there was some compensation involved. There had to be some sort of compensation.
Hope. Yeah.
So there you go. Even the Olympics are not safe from AI generation.
What are we going to do, Maddie, when there's the AI versions of you and I doing this show? What might be better for the world.
I mean, honestly, let's be honest. But, you know, you think about that, and this is really the trajectory that we're on. In fact, last night, Dexter and I were in the car on our way home, and he was listening to some, he loves Japanese bands. Turns out they're not actually bands at all. They're a musical group that gets together and plays instrument, then they generate the AI voices. And this is a huge thing in Japan. It's huge. And some of these artists, we'll put that in air quote, are topping the Japanese charts. Yeah. And all they are is AI generated voices with some real musicians playing, you know,
their
organ,
technology.
Piano.
It's not an artist at all.
They're topping the charts. And I was like, how long before we're doing that here in the United States? Think of what Taylor Swift could do if she had an AI generated Taylor Swift as well, along with the actual Taylor Swift. Just think about that for a minute, people. Nobody else would stand a chance on the charts. She would own everything. And there's some people, that's what they're afraid of, I'm sure, at just what I said. But
have you seen the pictures sometimes when you go online and you'll see a picture of celebrities or whatever, and you can tell that it has been AI generated or transformed? So it's so creepy.
It is very creepy.
Like, I'll be fair, sometimes with the AI, it's done remarkably. It's done. Yes. I mean, it looks amazing. But then I'll see a picture of celebrities, and it's like some point in history, or supposedly it was supposed to take place at some specific time in history. And I'll look at the picture and I'll go, No, that's not.
And you
real.
Can
it's
tell.
Legit.
Let's be honest. There's people out there saying that AI, you can't tell the difference. Yes, you can. You
it's
can
like
definitely
bad Photoshop.
Tell.
Yeah,
you can definitely tell the difference between AI generation. Now, I'm not going to say it's not difficult, and you might not have to really, really look closely. But once you do, there's some things that are a little off. It's like when Kim Kardashian tries to Photoshop herself and then forgets a hand or something, right? I mean, because she's done that a few different times on her Instagram feed. Taking a look at the forecast right now, Finn, it's going to be gorgeous today. Oh my goodness, this is prime dog walking weather for you and I. It's going to be awesome. Partly cloudy, 75 for a high today, down to 58 tonight. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy. We have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms once again, especially in the afternoon with a high near 74. Right now, it is 54. It's time for your community calendar here on Max FM, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. All summer long, every Wednesday and Saturday at the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street selling their wares from 8 a.m. until 12:30. As always, be sure to give a like to Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook, and you'll see who's going to be at the farmers market the night before each day. And it's the 2024 Grandstand Bash. Join the Craft and Music Festival to raise money to save the grandstand and help refurbish the grandstands at Columbia County Fairgrounds. $5 will get you entrance into all of the activities, which includes great live music, food vendors, a beer tent. We'll also have a craft and vendor show Saturday from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. until 4. Bouncy houses for the kids, face painting, pedal racing, raffle for gift baskets, 50-50 raffle, and so much more. There'll be a great music festival going on in conjunction with this event both Saturday and Sunday. Visit Save the Grandstand on Facebook for all the details. And the Reedsburg Area United Fund will be hosting a Brat Bash and Dash. This is going to be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Friday the 28th. $4 for a brat. You can get 6 for $20. Plus, we'll have sodas and potato chips available for $1 each. And again, this event will be supporting the Reedsburg Area United Fund. This will be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. That's on Friday the 28th. The Brat Bash and Dash. It's going to be at Quillen's Quality Foods there in Reedsburg.
Get your party hats on because Main Street Books in Reedsburg is celebrating their sweet 16th birthday. The party is Saturday, June 29th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Main Street Books, 190 East Main Street in Reedsburg. You can enjoy a cookie and get a gift with your purchase. They want to thank their loyal customers who supported them for 16 years, and they look forward to meeting more book lovers every day. Happy Sweet 16 to Main Street Books. They're keeping the read in Reedsburg, one used book at a time.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
Big Deals! 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
7:32 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. Almost another weekend. I think we can hang in there. We got this. Here's Hall & Oates on Max FM.
What I want. Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now. And, you know, this is the time of year when everybody starts planning a little bit of vacations. They start planning some traveling options. And TripAdvisor wants to help us out because they just released their list of the best tourist attractions in the world in 2024. They base it on reviews, so what people who recently went there thought of it. So, you know, like actual feedback. And number one this year is a famous U.S. landmark. According to the reviews, the best tourist attraction in the world is the Empire State Building, if you can deal with the lines, the price, but the views are pretty darn good. And really, honestly, most of the places on this list, you're going to deal with some of those things. Two other spots in the U.S. also made the list. The Aiolani Palace in Honolulu is number 17, and Central Park is number 18 on the list. The 10 best attractions in the United States also includes Alcatraz in San Francisco, Graceland in Memphis, and New York's Brooklyn Bridge. Now, besides the Empire State Building, if you're going to do a little world traveling, the Eiffel Tower comes in at number 2, the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam at number 3, the Sagrada Familia, a church in Spain, at number 4. At number 5, you have the Crystal Caves in the Cayman Islands, the Colosseum in Rome, the Louvre in Paris comes in at number 7, Gardens by the Bay, a huge nature park in Singapore, at number 8. You got the Milan Cathedral at number 9, and Abu Dhabi's largest mosque, the Sheikh Zayed, comes in at number 10. They also went ahead at TripAdvisor and ranked the top amusement parks in the world, just in case that's your thing, and gave the top spot to Disneyland Paris. Number 1 in the United States, by the way, is Dollywood. Well, come on now, it's Dolly Parton. She will always be queen. Disney World came in 2nd to Dolly. Yeah, I think that sounds about right. So there you go. Plan accordingly if you want to see any of those really great tourist attractions. And, you know, the Empire State Building, if you want to keep it in the United States, a little closer to home, putting that in air quotes, not a bad option whatsoever. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Lovely today. Perfect weather for concerts on the square tonight. We're going to tell you what to expect over the next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to have that information in just a moment. A look at local sports with Mike Ganger coming up. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us yet this hour. And birthdays and anniversaries are also on the way. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us 355-9970.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. It took 10 innings, but the Brewers complete the sweep of the Texas Rangers. 6-5 the victory yesterday. Squad scored 4 in the third inning to make it 4-1. Texas Rangers are right back with 4 of their own in the top of the fourth frame. Brewers knotted it up in the bottom half of that fourth inning, and then the two teams remained scoreless all the way until the 10th. Andrew Monasterio came in and pinch hit and got a big-time RBI single to score a run. And ultimately, that was enough to get the victory for the crew. Dallas Keuchel got the start for the team, did give up those 5 earned runs. Jared Kanen came in to pitch that final frame, ultimately getting the win, his 7th of the season in relief. Team improves to 48-33 for the season. Team has the day off today. They'll be back at it this weekend, hosting the Chicago Cubs. First game for that one will be tomorrow at 7:10. NBA draft got underway yesterday, and the Milwaukee Bucks with the 23rd overall pick select A.J. Johnson. He's a 6'4", 170-pound guard out of Fresno. Originally committed to Texas, but he decommitted and went to the Next Stars program in the NBL. Played for Australia's Illawarra Hawks, had modest numbers, averaging just 3 points a game, a couple rebounds, and about 7 minutes of work across 26 appearances. But the guard did have a fantastic combine, and despite not getting the invite to the green room, was one of the players in the running for a late first-round pick. He decided to show up in the crowd with his family and was rewarded by being selected 23rd by the Bucks. Bucks general manager John Horst said they're really excited about AJ when he plays, and how quickly he develops and how quickly he earns his opportunity will be determined. But this is a player with great athleticism, speed, and talent. Love his mentality, toughness, so we are really excited. The Bucks will have the third pick in round two of the NBA draft that gets started tonight. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. It is barbecue season, and you can kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looked so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiled. How many days in a year? She woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making a promise is never for real. As long as she stands there waiting, disappear. When you look in the mirror, it's the height of your shoes. Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. Just to put up with this every day and all day. How did we wind up this way? Watching our mouths for the words that we say. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today when we're walking too far for the price of our shoes? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. But you never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl. When she so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl, the pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. When she smiles.
9 days, absolutely the story of a girl. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:44 right now. And Finn, we're going to jump into birthdays here in just a moment. But before we can do that, I don't know if you saw the story that's been making news headlines, but it's kind of insane. And it takes place in Missouri. So there's a wife in the state who is actually arrested for allegedly poisoning her husband's drink, according to the authorities. Her name is Michelle Peters, and she's actually accused of mixing Roundup weed killer into her husband's Mountain Dew. Now, the husband told police that he stored his 2-liter Mountain Dew drink in a refrigerator in the garage, and after noticing his drink didn't taste right, he checked the cameras and allegedly saw Michelle take the soda and a Roundup bottle into the house on June 14th.
Oopsie.
So then he took everything to local authorities, had all the footage, and the bottle of Mountain Dew as well. So then earlier this week, authorities took Michelle in for questioning where she said she did not put insecticide into the drink. After asking why she grabbed both liquids from the garage, she told police that she was mixing them in a cup to use as a weed killer, an idea that she allegedly saw on social media. I don't even think Ticky Tax has gone that far quite yet. She later admitted to putting insecticide in the 2-liter Mountain Dew bottle and placing it in the garage refrigerator. Now, according to the records that are currently on hand that people are privy to at this point, she said she did it to be mean after she got angry because the husband was not appreciative of the 50th birthday party that she threw for him.
Okay. kind of takes things to a ridiculous level then, I guess.
Wow.
But okay.
All right. In case you're wondering, at this point in time, she has entered a plea of not guilty. Not guilty when there's cameras, and obviously the Mountain Dew is now going to be tested and all of that good stuff.
Marital bliss.
Mm. Oh, good stuff there coming from Missouri. That's not the way to handle a situation. Couples therapy might be the way to go. Having a conversation even before it escalates into therapy might also be a way to go. Probably not just grabbing the Roundup and calling it a day. Probably not the way to go there.
Oh man, that's just insane.
There's some things
I don't know
of this
what to say
world
about that.
Exactly, you have no words, and that was how I felt about it. I've seen this story make its way across all sorts of different news platforms, and every time I read it, I'm like, "Wow, I still got nothing. I still got nothing."
And you know, there's so many people out there that are dealing with rage issues. Her story, her side of it, kind of sounds like it could be plausible that she was just so upset because her husband did not appreciate the birthday party that she threw for him.
So then she takes the weed killer into her hands.
Yeah.
Might be time for some anger management before you reach for the weed
and
killer.
And couples counseling for sure.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, if you're doing better than that this morning and your Mountain Dew isn't laced with Roundup, you are one step above Michelle's husband.
Let's
my
not give people ideas out
right?
there.
Right, I mean, exactly.
You know, marriage is rough enough as it is, okay?
So it will be the next trend on social media, by the way, simply because this story is making its way across the country.
Wow.
We do have birthdays and anniversaries that we have to get into today. Just don't throw anybody a surprise party, by the way. But before we jump into the celebrity side of things, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, you still have plenty of time to text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Starting up here on the top of our list with Chandler Riggs, who played Carl on The Walking Dead. He is celebrating his 25th birthday today. This one absolutely blew my mind this morning. Madeline Sweetin, who was Ray's daughter Allie on Everybody Loves Raymond, she is celebrating her 33rd birthday today, right? Like, there are no words. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, her brothers on the show, Sawyer and Sullivan Sweetin, or actually, I guess they're her real-life brothers, played the twin brothers on the show as well. Sawyer actually committed suicide back in 2015 at the age of 19, unfortunately. I love that the entire Sweetin family, though, was on that show. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Matthew Lewis, who played Neville Longbottom in the Harry Potter movies. He was kind of the dorky one in the series. Not that I would know. I've never seen it. I'm just going off a descriptor here. He got ridiculously hot, though, in real life, in case you've been keeping up with his career. He's celebrating his 35th birthday. Alana Masterson, who was Tara on The Walking Dead, is 36 years old today. Drake Bell, star of Drake and Josh, he is celebrating his 38th birthday. If you've watched the documentary on Nickelodeon, you'll know that he is a major subject point of that particular documentary. And he's had some things in life because of his experience on the Nickelodeon set, unfortunately.
Again, so. We are living in the golden era of documentaries.
Oh,
we
for sure.
Just are. Last night I noticed there's a new Celine Dion documentary.
Yeah.
Just inundated with documentaries now.
It's kind of crazy because I think they're running out of ideas, and it's easy to tell the life story of somebody, and because you don't need a script writer because it's actually happened, right?
Yeah.
With the Celine documentary, though, as long as you bring that up, people are talking about that one because, you know, she's got stiff body syndrome, and so, which is why she doesn't perform anymore. She also, after she lost her husband, made it a priority to take care of her family because they needed her more. But in this documentary, apparently, I haven't seen it. She does actually have a seizure in the middle of
That's
it.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those gripping documentaries where you get a really good glimpse of what Celine's actually been going through since, you know, she isn't quite so public anymore.
Yeah. Apparently, she gave the final word that she didn't want it cut out of the documentary just because she wanted people to know exactly what it was she was going through.
And I've got some. I give her all sorts of credit for that because it's not easy for people to admit that they're vulnerable or maybe not well, and she's letting people see the real dirty details of it all, and I give her lots of credit for that. Sam Claflin, who is Finnick O'Dare in The Hunger Games. He was also Mycroft Holmes in Enola Holmes, and he fell in love with a mermaid in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. He's celebrating his 38th birthday today. His name is not easy to say, and none of his characters' names are easy to say. It must be a theme in poor Sam's life. Khloe Kardashian, we mentioned the Kardashian clan earlier this morning. She is celebrating her 40th birthday today. Courtney Ford, who was Nora on DC's Legends of Tomorrow, is celebrating her 46th birthday. Lee Nash of Sixpence None the Richer, of course, she's the lead singer for the group. They had the big song Kiss Me and There She Goes. Then they did a cover of Don't Dream It's Over, and that was pretty much the extent of it. She's celebrating her 48th birthday today. Tobey Maguire, who's the OG Spider-Man, unless you go way back to Nicholas Hammond. Anyway, Tobey Maguire celebrating his 49th birthday today. Oh, this is a good one because I love her. Joe the Super Nanny Frost is celebrating a birthday today. I love the Super Nanny. She is celebrating her 53rd birthday. I feel like we could all use a dose of the Super Nanny every now and then in our homes.
Definitely.
Doesn't matter how well behaved you think your kids are. We could all use a dose of the Super Nanny to get through some of those moments.
Watching Super Nanny, wasn't it always something when you watch that show and you saw some of the behavior of some of the kids, you wound up feeling like, wow, my kids, I guess, aren't that bad.
It's like when I watch My 600-Pound Life and I've just had, you know, way too much ice cream or something. Exactly. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not doing that. So I guess I'm doing okay today. Draco Rosa, who is a former member and leader of the group Menudo. Do you remember them way back in the 80s?
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So after Menudo, Draco actually co-wrote Livin' La Vida Loca for Ricky Martin. Draco is celebrating his 55th birthday. Just because we said the words, we might have to pull out Livin' La Vida Loca. I think we could all use a jolt of energy today.
Sure, a little peppy. Yeah.
That song will get you going, like you could run through a brick wall or something. J.J. Abrams, who's the brilliant creator of Alias and Lost, is 58 years old today. Now, besides Alias and Lost, he's also been a really good director over the years. The Force Awakens, The Rise of Skywalker, the new Star Trek movies, and also Mission Impossible 3, some of his credits. We also have Julia Duffy celebrating a birthday. I love her as well. She, of course, was Stephanie on Newhart. She's played all sorts of amazing roles. She was also on Designing Women in its later years, but I really, really love her. She is 73 years old today. Now, we have one local birthday that was just texted in to us. Jean Brew is celebrating a birthday today. She is 80 years old, and this comes to us via via her family on our text line. They say they love her and they just really want to have want her to have a really awesome day. So Jean, very, very happy birthday
happy
to you
birthday.
As well. I love that. 80 years old.
That's awesome.
I aspire to be that old someday, Finn. And some days I wake up and I feel way older than that. So I guess maybe I have, does that count? I don't think that actually counts. But 80 years old, pretty darn awesome.
Awesome.
Happy birthday, Jean. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, we make it super simple. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast right now. Partly cloudy, 75 today. It is going to be gorgeous. Get out and enjoy it if you absolutely can. Down to 58 tonight, and then mostly cloudy, some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow, especially in the afternoon with a high near 74. Right now, it is 56. We are getting ready for Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce to join us in just a moment. He's going to tell us what's going on this weekend in Baraboo with Weekends Are Best. Weekends Are Best brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
It is time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. And joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, Ben Bromley. How are you today?
Doing great, Maddie. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's going to be a lovely day, and good thing, too, because we have a lot of things on today's calendar of events. And then, boy, oh, boy, it's going to be a busy weekend in Baraboo again. So we got to, I think, just jump right into this. So where would you like to start on this calendar today, Ben?
You're right. We've got another full calendar, chock full of live music. Let's start tonight. We've got Pete Henry performing at Tumbled Rock Brewery tonight from 6 to 9. Like you mentioned, it'll be a lovely evening for that, and it'll also be concerts on the square.
Yes.
And we love not having to worry about weather or rain locations
love
or
that.
Any questions. It's going to be a beautiful night. Tonight's musician is Caravan. This is a world traveling instrumental acoustic jazz group based in Madison.
All right, so definitely check them out. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. You could have some dinner in downtown Baraboo, and then you can finish that up with some of Mary Edwards' ice cream. And as every week I will do the rest of the summer, I will suggest that you have one of her ice cream cookies because they are absolutely delicious, Ben.
Oh.
Corey's always like, let's share. What is the share thing that you speak
share.
Of?
I'll eat mine and share yours. How about
that's
that?
Right, that's right. I've got my own cookie here. You stay over there in your chair. Now, what else do we have on this calendar of events?
All right. So moving forward to Friday, we've got the grand reopening celebration at Bronco Billy's. And if folks are unaware, Bronco Billy's has completely revamped the entire facility
yeah.
there. It's beautiful. And they're going to have a big event Friday night. They're going to have some live music. We're going to do a ribbon cutting there at 4 p.m. They're going to have all kinds of festivities and specials starting at that time, but extending through the evening until the stars come out.
I love it. I love it. That's going to be a good time at Bronco Billy's. Now, what else is happening on our calendar?
Well, we've talked last week. We want to remind folks that the fish fry and live music mm-hmm. are going on at Devil's Lake. That's every Friday, late afternoon, evening. Those start at 4:30, going until 6:30. And if that isn't enough for you, take a deep breath. We've got lots more live music.
We do have a lot of music.
We've got the Late Night Maybes Friday night at Balanced Rock Winery from 6 until 8:30. And also, heading back to Tumbled Rock at the brewery, they're going to have a group called Prognosis Negative.
All right. So, I mean, really, you can just make your way around the area eating some great food, some appetizers, having some great adult beverages, and you're making a good Friday night of it all. Now, I think we got to jump over to a Saturday because, holy buckets,
Whew.
This is a long list of things that are happening. So
Certainly.
take us through this day on Saturday.
We're not going to get to them all, but I want to start with my personal favorite on the calendar for the entire weekend. Cardboard canoe races.
I know. Doesn't this sound amazing? It sounds so much fun.
Incredible. So this is a library event, but it's taking place at the Campbell Park Pool. It's going to start at 11 a.m. Saturday. So the deal is you pick up a cardboard and duct tape at the library at the main desk. You create a canoe. You can't embellish. It's just your engineering skills put to the test, and they're going to put them in the water Saturday at 11.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. So go grab your cardboard and get the kids involved. I mean, this is like a good creative project that everybody can do together, right? And have a good time at this all together. So check that out for sure. Now, we've got some other things that are happening on Saturday. So what else is on this calendar?
Let's salute our veterans. We have the Baraboo Veterans Honor Roll rededication ceremony Saturday. Now, some folks may remember this had been scheduled for about a month ago, and they had to delay it. But it is taking place Saturday. That's